good.
Call meeting to order. Looks like everyone is here. Do we have anyone here for public comment? No. Good. I have a motion to approve last month's minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. And the purchase orders are going around. And that brings us to purchases. We have two purchases. I have copies here. SolarWinds maintenance renewal and virtual appliance. Two terabyte VMware virtual appliance. You have anything to note those?
SolarWinds, SIM, and Andrew can talk about the Intradyne. Would you like to discuss that?
Yeah, sure. The Intradyne system is a replacement for our current mail archiving system that we have. We currently use MailStore. I believe the county has used MailStore since at least 2010, if not before that point. From my perspective, the reason for bringing in Intradyne and replacing the MailStore system with Intradyne is Intradyne allows us to be a lot more decentralized in our mail archiving approach. What I mean by that is, because some of the concerns regarding email and some other secure data, Intradyne allows us to basically be more granular with who has access to email. So for instance, we can basically wall off the treasurer's office and say, okay, the treasurer, he's the only one that has access to the treasurer's office's emails. So it allows us to be more secure and hopefully kind of calm some of the fears about secure data in the county.
And we can't do that with our current system?
Correct, ma'am. We cannot do that with our current system.
Are we going with the higher bidder?
Is it the CDW?
CDW.
Oh, CDW.
That was the lowest bid.
Yeah, and that's who we're going with?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I believe that was the plan, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they're the government contractor.
Yeah, this is one, this is a reseller. This is the manufacturer.
Oh, but so we're going with the CDW.
That's Computer Discount Warehouse.
So this will address Mr. Rakowski's questions from last month. We'll
I believe so, at least in regards to email specifically. And I think my hope in this is, I think it's one of the reasons that Mr. Dorman has to take a look into this, is hopefully this will negate the need to go to Office 365 with a lot of the other offices, because this pretty much gives them secure access to their own stuff.
Then do they have to manage it themselves? Or?
Correct. They will have to manage it themselves.
Well,
so.
No, we will manage their email, but for FOIA purposes, if somebody in the treasurer gets a FOIA request for an email for Chris Lesser, either Chris Lesser or one of his designees will have to pull it, or they can ask us, and he will have to physically go up to their office and pull it for them from a computer in their office on their VLAN.
From one of their user accounts.
Wait, so with Office 365, only the two people that are assigned could respond to a FOIA request?
Well, each department could. So the people in the department could, whoever they're, like the treasurer or the treasurer's person is. Right now, though, if the treasurer gets an email request for a FOIA or FOIA for an email, the IT department has to pull it because it's in the mail store. This takes away the mail store, replaces it with a far superior product.
What about state statute? I mean, I think that there has to be some checks and balances. And I would think that if there's a FOIA request for the treasurer's office, that the treasurer should be involved in pulling.
Well, yeah. And that's what this will do.
Yeah, this
will have to be pulled.
They'll be the only ones that can.
It will have to be pulled from the computer in the treasurer's office.
Oh.
Right now, we have to pull it for them. That gets us out of the fulfilling.
Takes us out of the process. Yes.
Okay.
We won't be involved.
So
in
you
the
can
FOIA
help
process.
Them, but they'll be the ones that have to respond.
Correct.
To
they need assistance. I'll absolutely go up there and assist them in the process. But they're going to have to sign in with one of their user accounts because they're going to be the only ones that have access to treasurer emails. If that makes sense.
Then how do they do their storage, or where does that go, and is that an issue?
That's still going to be down here, but it's going to be walled off by each department. There's no way to get into it. There'll be one master account, a service account, in case it blows up or something, to be able to get into it, but that'll have a very long password and be locked in the safe in a sealed envelope in case it's ever needed.
And how is that? That's a question we had last time. So how does that sealed envelope get opened by whom?
It would be Chris Bethel or Brett.
But not the person that the FOIA request was for?
No, that's like if the building gets knocked down or something.
Okay. If we're opening that sealed envelope, there's a lot bigger problems.
Right.
Catastrophe.
Okay.
Yeah.
About the budget for the $7,000, this isn't a budgeted item.
It isn't a budgeted, but we have money for software, and I look at it like that, and we can afford it.
Who is this requested by? I mean, is there somebody, is the chairman and all the other departments aware of this? I mean, is this?
We're looking at the different options between Office 365 and everything, and we want to get the judiciary off of us so they have their own. Mr. Rakowski, it'd be great to have the sheriff's department, all of them. It's a perfect fit for everybody without having to have Office 365 for everybody, so it's more affordable.
Are they on board with it, though? I mean, there's no reason to go do this if this is not something that's going to satisfy them, because then they're going to come to us and say they want to have their own funds for...
I have talked to Judge Hilla, and I included him in an email about this. I have not heard back, but he did tell me he was out of town.
Well, I'd like to make sure that this is something that they're all going to use and not come back to us and ask for their own independent thing. I like the idea of it, but I want to make sure they're going to use it before we spend the money.
You want to do that?
No, I can certainly check in and make sure that everyone's on board with the idea. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Or? I mean, because
he's otherwise, John Rakowski, going to send us another packet and want
to... Sure. The idea is for this to be transparent to them so that they can use it real easily without there being any... Or seamless is the word, without any interruption of service. But we can go and certainly meet with everybody.
So, do I hear a motion to postpone pending buy-in from the constitutional officers?
Which would be what? State's attorney, sheriff, or no, I don't know who they are.
It's not really constitutional.
Judiciary.
Yeah. It'd be every department's the idea.
Yeah, I do want to make sure we're going to... stop this. You know, we got people running off on their own trying to install Office 365, and I would like to hear from those people to make sure this is going to.
So we'll talk with the constitutional offices, and from what I understand, sheriff, state's attorney, treasurer,
county clerk,
auditor,
circuit clerk, judiciary. Auditor is not constitutional; he's just elected. He's not by statute, but we'll talk to him too.
Yeah. And then it would be just the flat
$7,000,
and then no maintenance or licensures.
It comes with one year.
It'd be $5,000 would be the initial seven. Currently, we pay, I think, $1,848 a year in maintenance for a mail store, and this would be a flat $2,000 a year for internet.
Then we don't have to pay the other company?
We would cancel mail store subscription, so we're not paying that no longer. So it would be a net increase of $152 a year for the maintenance costs. Moving from mail store to intranet.
And is there going to be any issues losing data, things of that nature?
We checked in with all of that when we were initially taken into the process, and they say it's not an issue. They can have us up and running the initial day, and we estimated it'd take probably a couple days to move the current archive into the new archive.
And we don't want them to go to 365 because of why?
Well, cost. This will allow, we've spent all this money on a network and storage and stuff. So the only people that would need to go to Office 365 is the handful of people in the Sheriff's Department that get Social Security numbers through email. And then we'll be able to put them on Office 365, a hybrid system, so that they're not going through our Barracuda filter. And it should fix every problem that we have.
This is just a more cost-effective method as opposed to Office 365.
Okay, I guess I'm thinking about the real world and commercial where we all are on 365.
Yeah.
At some point, are we going to get there or no? I mean, is it not something that the county employees need?
Well, we've already paid for the licenses for what we have now.
For 365?
No, for a regular office.
True.
See, we're paying licenses and maintenance. We pay for license and maintenance, and then 365 is a subscription model, which is a bigger whack every year. You know, it's more like we're trying to get our customers pregnant on the subscription model too, because it's better for us. You know,
everybody's going subscription. So my guess is that the cost of maintenance is going to go up and kind of push us there anyway.
I think eventually they'll force us it. How long we can put it off and keep paying maintenance instead of going to subscription.
Okay.
So, Ann, was that a motion to postpone?
Yes.
Can I have a second?
Second.
So, Brad?
Yes.
Ann?
Yeah.
Jack?
Yeah.
Bruce?
Aye.
Chrissy?
Yes.
And Lisa?
Yes.
And I'd say yes. For the solar winds renewal, any discussion about that? Got a motion to approve?
That's something that we've already got. It's just a renewal.
Right.
Correct.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Brad?
Yes.
Ann?
Yes.
Jack?
Yeah.
Bruce? Chrissy?
Yes.
Lisa?
Yes.
And I say yes. And going back to the purchase orders, going around, we had a little discussion on it. We have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
And any discussion? Brad?
Yep.
Ann?
Yep.
Jack?
Yes.
Bruce?
Aye.
Chrissy?
Yes.
Lisa?
Yes.
And I say yes. Sign. And we have no resolutions. Any staff reports?
I don't think so. Nobody's here. Chris is at the baseball game. I can tell you we did hire a junior systems administrator. He's learning New World this week, last week, and this week. Sharp guy. Really, really, really good kid. Adult, I should say, kid, but young man. And the flyover was done in March, so you should be able to see the new GIS maps shortly.
Who was doing New World prior?
Jeff Haney is the New World. And then we had Eric Ryan, helped him out as a systems engineer. Yep. And then whenever Eric Ryan left, we promoted Eric Ryan to network admin, then he left. And then now there's a vacancy. No backup at all. Because Eric wasn't here. So we're cross-training this guy.
Okay. So any other old business? Any new business? No.
Yes, new business. If you could explain the need to, for the rest of the committee to know why we need to transfer, I do believe, is it
160.
Is it 160,000?
Yeah. Yes, okay, so.
What? Okay.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up, because nobody will remember.
Oh.
Okay, so we bought a Tegel system. And we put an RFQ out in Tegel as a storage array of sand. And we only had one bid for it. So we put it back out again and an RFP.
And that was our, remember we sent it back?
And then we got them. So came in, we awarded it, and went through the matriculations to get up to the auditor. And by the time it got to the auditor, it was fiscal year 2018. So it was paid for out of the savings from 2017. And then with the reappropriation,
I did not reappropriate all the money back to IT because I didn't have a full reason. And so therefore, we will be doing that either this month or next month to his budget just to make sure that we pay for what was already bought and didn't get paid for so it doesn't.
Okay.
So we can allocate the money appropriately.
Makes sense to me.
So we'll word it as a reappropriation? Is that how we're going to, you'd like it done?
I mean,
do we need that? We can call up and talk to the auditor how it would be the best way if you want to.
Yes. I think that would be the best to see the wording for it since it was done in 17 but yet didn't get paid for till 18 and then the money was not reappropriated for that amount.
Clint was telling me there was another department that's in the same situation, and I forget which one it is. So I want to handle them as a as a bundle when we do it.
I did not hear that. No one's come to me and asked for more money yet, so.
Yet. Yet.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Well, I just wanted everyone in the on this team to and committee to know, so there's not huge questions, and you can help educate the rest of the board members to why we are doing that. So.
Okay. In that same vein, then, because I think there'll be questions, I would like to kind of have you explain the whole banner thing.
There's a requirement for CJIS. CJIS is the Criminal Justice Information System, and they have an audit that we have to do annually to meet criteria.
So we do it every year?
Yeah. And Chris isn't here to speak to it, but he's our CJIS officer. And one of the requirements is that you need to have a banner when you log in that says you're logging into a government computer. There's four criteria to it. I think you've all read the email, hopefully. And so I asked Jeff Ezra for an opinion before we do it, because I know it's going to, some people probably won't phase because they've worked on computers where they have those, some at will. So I wanted to ask him his thoughts. So he's written a lot about it, and that's where we are.
So I know we discussed it, and I don't remember, with Timothy back in 2015. And I know there was maybe even a modification to the language, but I don't know what happened to it.
Okay.
And where it got put. And then I think you said it was done in 2017?
No, the new CJIS policy was updated in 2017. The IT electronic communications policy says January 2015.
Right.
2015 for...
Was when the policy was updated, but yeah. It was, I guess the question is, and if I recall, and I can go back and look at our minutes, we should be able to look at the minutes.
Sure.
Because I think it was for all non-constitutional offices, right? Because there are certain offices you can't. You can put it on there, but not everybody can access it. So I guess I just...
Well, what's interesting about this is it is constitutional because the state's attorney, the sheriff's department, and the courts all use CJIS. So I'm not an attorney. I'm letting him figure it out. As long as I'm doing my part, presenting it to him, I feel, you know, that there's enough people out there.
Figure it out. Okay.
I still don't quite understand this whole concept, so... I don't know what a banner and all.
Just a pop-up.
When you log on to a computer like a Procter & Gamble, when you turn your computer on, the screen pops up, and it says, this is a Procter & Gamble computer, warning, you know, your restricted information, blah, 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 blah. And you have to say continue before you put your password in so that you understand that you're logging into a Procter & Gamble computer, even though you're at Procter & Gamble, you know. So.
Well, and you're knowing that everything's being monitored. And that's what I'm saying, is somebody like the treasurer's office or the state's attorneys, they shouldn't be doing that, because, I mean, they can go in there, but not everybody else can.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where it's kind of a fuzzy.
Yeah, the policy's pretty draconian, I think. But I didn't write it, you know.
Well, if it was modified in 2015, can we see what that is? And is it... Is that something that we should modify? I think we all looked at it in 2015. And I'll have to get my...
I'm
going
to refresh my memory. Sorry. It's probably something that just went like that.
We did, and it was a pretty decent policy. I still think it should be stricter, but that's just me.
It was from this committee? Yeah.
I can tell you.
I thought you were right. Yeah,
Doug was at and I don't have the packet. Do you have the packet?
Because I wanted more.
I have it somewhere. It does. They talk about,
I do have it or something.
Right. There's a, I think they were at a DAMCO.
We could have posed it upon.
County Association meeting, and they talked about it there, and they brought back best practice, and I can Xerox it and send it to y'all. You can review it if you'd like for what they use.
I guess maybe we should review our policy again.
If all these emails are going to be flying back and forth, and I think people are going to ask us what our take is, and whether it's our job or not. I mean,
would that be
you guys,
or would that be government relations, or would that be judiciary?
Government relations. It should start there.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay, let's kick it to them. I like that.
Well, I mean, I think really it should be like in the employee handbook, and and our pop-up, whatever it is, should just reflect what is in the employee handbook.
Right.
That's what I proposed, is what's in there.
I mean, we implement what others find to be appropriate and within the statutes of both the county and the state and whatever else, because, again, I think we're the implementer, so I don't think we're the ones that make the decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the county handbook should be in line with what the statutes and the guidelines are, and then the county policy. But from, like you just said, we're the executioner. We're here to execute the policy. That's the extent of it. We're not here to write it. We can encourage it, but we can't.
We can't write our own policy.
Who's government relations? Anybody on that?
Nope.
Who's heads up government relations?
Don Moore. Erica.
So you'll.
Who else is on there?
Sure.
Nick, I think.
I'll tell Jeff, please talk to Don Moore and get it on the agenda. I don't know when they meet, but I'll find
They're
out.
They're not every month.
No.
Okay. They're like quarterly or as needed.
Okay.
Good.
I'd also like to say, Lisa said something really important. I think people probably missed it. But she said the responsibility of this team and then committee, which in the environment I came from, that's what we were. And I think of us as a team from ADCO for IT. So thank you.
Any other new business? No need for an executive session. So,
motion adjourned.
Okay. On paper?
Okay. Aye. Aye.
That helps with the mess up that I did in public safety.
Okay.
So,
you mean county institutions are one of those?
Yes.
County institutions. I have my dogs in the back. But,
what's up, Mr. Jack?
Very local.
It's not in St. Louis.
I thought you said St. Louis.
Two
shades in Centerville. A couple apartments ready to rent, and it's every time I look at something, like there's something else needs to be done. They're both empty.
Yeah.
They both cost me some money every month.
I was getting
there. And I'm having to spend money to fix these things.
And,
so it's a,
like touche. Like
this is my last time around when I get this thing done and rented. Why, I'm going to be talking
got
to
it.
The real
it
door.
Is.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I'm too old for this kind of shit.
They're not filling their beds for their mental health and behavioral health.
Okay.
They also.
So this is a place where you check in.
Sure.
Yes.